you came today.
Amen.
Just to praise his holy name. Let's sit, or let me have you be seated for just a moment here. Hallelujah. Sure appreciate that spirit of worship this morning or afternoon. Got to remember to say that at our church. Starting as late as we do, but as long as the Lord shows up, that's all that matters to me. It could be 3 a.m. for all I care. You know, you get down and you seek the Lord. Aren't you glad he shows up whenever you need him?
Amen.
That's why I'm glad it's not a religion. You know, a religion, it'd only be 9 to 5 or something, or it'd only be when it's convenient, but the Lord knows the needs.
Amen.
He knows when to show up, and aren't you grateful he's even here today?
Amen.
It just feels so good to be in his presence. And his presence is fullness of joy, fullness of peace and love, all those things that we have need of. A few things I'd like to address. You probably noticed some changes out there as you walk around, so I want to make sure we take care of this before. I've seen just problems from certain things, so I want to make sure that it gets addressed before anything ever happens. First, you might have thought that was some kind of decoration or table in there, but that's actually the baptismal in the coat room. We came up with an idea to make a cover for it, so we did that, and that's what's sitting in there now. I did that for a few reasons. The one is, I think it'll be easier for people to see the baptisms because it's kind of hard to cram in that little room back over there. But I didn't want to just put a tank of water out there with kids and everything else, and you know how they are. It doesn't matter how much you watch them, somebody's going to want to splash it or do something, you know. So we wanted to get a cover, and you know, it's one of those things you get an idea and then you realize what it's all about. And it took up a lot of our free time this week, but praise the Lord, we got it done.
Amen.
And I think it looks better than I thought it was going to. It's really nice. But anyways, so that's in there. Hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be putting some more souls in that.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you all know what names we're going to put down, and we're going to bury those old names, and we're going to bring up more Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm trying to make sure I don't forget anything. I wrote it down. I probably should just look at that before I... Yeah, that's right. The reason I'm wanting to open up that room is... And I've been impressed about doing this for a while, but as some of you that were here Wednesday know, I went on preaching some things I didn't have any plan for, and one of those things was Sunday school, and it's been really moving on my heart to do that. So when we moved that out of the room, I began to realize that if we could get baptism out there, we could use that room for that. So Lord willing, I don't have anyone picked, and I see plenty of souls out here that could probably do it. I'm looking for the mind of the Lord on who he wants to do it. You know, there's all kinds of things we could think who's qualified and all, but I'm not interested in my intellect.
Right.
Because that'll fail. It's God who's the person that can do it. Cause, you know, they might be the most qualified, you know, and might not have the time.
Right.
You know, or it might vice versa and all those things. But I just go to the one who already searched it all out.
Amen.
Who already knows all the variables and he knows how to do it. So so keep that in prayer. I don't have any time frame for that. But that's why I have that room opened up in there. There's obviously things that will change if we do that. There's no way to not hear what's going on in there to some degree in here. So we have to be prepared for that in here. Hey, you're going to hear some coming from there. Can you still get in the spirit?
Right.
You know, that's it. Right. It seems foolish, but those are things that can become problems. People go, well, I didn't know. Well, I'm telling you now.
Right.
That if we have Sunday school, you're going to hear them.
Amen.
Because they're not all the way on the other side. They're right there.
Right.
Okay, 5 feet away. There's a big opening on the top. Sound's going to get out of there and things. And we want kids to be involved. I don't want them just sitting like a bunch
Amen.
Of zombies. I want them to learn and have a good time.
Amen.
And enjoy Amen. The gospel. It's too many times we've made the gospel some grievous thing to our children and to our friends and things. And
right.
It's not. It's the greatest thing there ever was.
Amen.
It's the best
Hallelujah.
Story there ever was. It's the
yes.
greatest.
Yes.
Having activities
Amen.
And things. It's the best thing I like to talk about. It's the most... I don't want to say the word entertaining, but it's the most enjoyable story there ever was.
Amen.
You know why? Because it's real.
Yes.
It's not fake. It's not made up. It's real.
Yes.
David's a real man. He is a real man. I believe
yes.
he's alive tonight.
Amen.
Amen. So praise the Lord. That's for that. So keep those things in prayer. And then lastly, we had the water tank was given to us. They're not here today, but my sister and my brother-in-law, they had it in their garage, and they just wanted to donate it, so we put it up there and we got it all set up. We're gonna put some kind of thing to put the cups up high. We'll just do this way. If you're not a teenager, don't get a drink without your parents.
Amen.
Okay. And I know some of you that are 12 and 11 can handle it, but let's just do that. Let's just, if you're not 13, just get your parents.
Right.
Okay. Because I've seen little kids, they make messes. We got cups all over the place.
Right.
And it's just Let's not do that, okay? And parents, I'm trusting you as well. If I see your child get one, I'm going to say something to them first to stop them, to you next to say, don't let it happen.
Amen.
That goes for any of us as parents in here.
Right.
My son included, if he tries to do something. But we're going to set that up high there, and we'll work out details as they come. But if you're not a teenager, just get your parent to get you one. And, you know, parents, if your kid's in and out of the restroom because of that, obviously it's time to not let them get drinks, okay? That's a thing about privileges comes responsibility.
Right.
And it seems trivial, but you add another little privilege like that, if we're not responsible, it can become a hindrance, and I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And anytime you see that little bit that the devil wants to get in, we just want to close them off right now and not let it happen. Same with the baptism on Sunday school and all that stuff. We just want to beat the devil to it.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. Is that okay this afternoon?
Yeah.
Amen. So keep all those things in prayer. Please do your best to take care of that so we don't have any problems we have to deal with later on. So God bless you. Let's stand together this afternoon. It is really good to see Brother Jack here and all the rest of you. I'll be honest, I love seeing every one of you. I can tell when somebody ain't here. I could, and I'm even those that aren't here this afternoon, I miss them. Oh, Lord bless them and bring them back to the house of God. Amen. So Ephesians, let's turn there. Ephesians chapter 5. A little bit of reading here to do. Remember Brother Ernie Matulik in prayer? We'll probably have special prayer for him too, because I don't know. I just haven't heard from him, and I just feel in my heart that we ought to pray for him. So I want to do that. Ephesians 5, we'll start at verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not wise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I like to preach today, walk while the light shineth. Walk while the light shineth. Let's bow our heads together. If you have a need you'd like to lift up to the Lord as we approach His Word, God bless each hand. The Lord knows the thoughts on your hearts. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for bringing us here this afternoon. Lord, and the expectation on the people to hear from God. Lord, how we appreciate that, even as ministers. Lord, it makes it a lot easier. And Lord, and we come first, say, Lord, forgive us.
Yes,
forgive us for how we failed you. Forgive us for the things we've done wrong. We're coming through the blood of Christ. Lord, we don't want to have our sins go after us. Lord, let them go way before us and right into the blood. Separate them far from us, Lord, from the east and from the west. Lord, and may we just be able to enter into the Spirit. May we come expecting great things, Lord, to not doubt your word any longer. Lord, if we've brought any of that into this place, take it far out, Lord, and let faith arise in the children of God. As we have this little subject, Lord, I've studied, I've prayed, but Lord, I'm asking you to give the anointing that the people of God can hear from heaven and learn and be changed, Lord. We pray you take our hearts and mold them into your very image. Heal the sick, save the lost. Lord, redeem those that are redeemable. Lord, and if there's any discouraged this afternoon, if they're drying up and feeling empty, I pray that the Spirit would fill them once again with power from on high. We come expecting great things from you, and we give you all the preeminence. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Walk while the light shineth. As we talked about here in Ephesians, where we've been going back to Ephesus for a long time now. It's been a few months. I pray you've enjoyed this little study here. But I believe that the book of Ephesians is the book to the, well, Brother Bramie would mention that the most spiritual church at the time. You know, there was the Galatians, and actually we rip on the Corinthians a lot, but I challenge you to go back and read Galatians once and realize that Paul had a lot of bad things to say about him.
Right.
You know, and to think that we, well, bless God, if he was a child or if he was a minister of God, he'd love a little better than he does. He wouldn't rip us head to toe and left and right. Well, depends if you're doing right or wrong.
Right.
You know, if you... You know, that's in the book of Galatians there right in the beginning. It says, if an angel from heaven preaches anything else than what you've heard from me, let him be accursed.
Yeah.
If I even change what I've got to say about what I said before, let me be accursed. So he obviously had, they were believing something wrong.
Right.
And he didn't want to pat them over on the back and say, well, that's all right, you know, we'll just work it out. No, sir. The devil's got a foothold. Let's kick him out, because we're not going to get anywhere in the kingdom of God with devils hanging around.
Hallelujah.
And that's the problem too often, you know. Sure. Well, that's the brother that pays the most in the church, so we're not going to preach on that.
Yeah.
Those are the ones, oh, I know this will offend them, so I'm just going to go ahead and sidestep this. No, sir.
Right.
If it's the word, it needs to be said.
Amen.
And that goes the same for you all. The same for me.
Yeah.
And I understand sometimes the pastor's the hardest guy to hear it from, but guess what? You hear me more than anybody else. You might as well just get used to
it. Amen.
I hope you'll get past the flesh and realize that you came here not to hear from Brother Andrew, but to hear from Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
He's the one who picks pastors, evangelists, teachers, prophets, and apostles. God set them in the church,
Amen.
Not man.
Amen. Right.
And that's where we've got problems, is when man decides to start doing that. When denominations or denominational spirits.
Right.
I know the message won't denominate. There's no way to do it. There's too much life in it. But the second you try to, you begin to realize you're contradicting the only things you say you believe.
Amen.
Because for you to hold on to the message, it cannot denominate.
Right.
It's a person. It's
Amen.
A life. It's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It can't be caged up. It can't be limited. It's unlimited resources.
Amen.
And we're here to tap into those.
Amen.
We're here to go back into Ephesus, where they knew that they were the sons of God.
Yes.
Where they knew that they were predestinated to these things, to the adoption, to have the same power flow through them that they watched in Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
That they knew we are now together seated in heavenly places.
Yeah.
I pray you're there this afternoon.
Yeah.
I pray you're not stuck in Laodicea.
That's
I pray
right.
you're not stuck in the fine Ohio, because you'll be greatly disappointed.
That's true.
There's nothing here to live for.
No.
There's nothing, even in just common decency and common life, they're all being stripped away. Yeah. Just goes to show you, those people that made the deal with the devil, he didn't love them.
Amen.
This is his intention the whole time.
Yeah.
All the way from the Garden of Eden, Satan has been trying to make his own Eden, and we are here.
Mm, yes.
We're here.
Right.
I can't see it going much longer.
Mm-mm.
How much worse can things get? And we only get the tip of the iceberg. You know, we hear things on, you know, media or Facebook or little clips and things here, and they're just terrible.
Right.
You know, murders, abortion, rape, just everything. It's common anywhere in the world. And we just get to hear that. What really goes on?
Right.
Every day in this filthy world. You think if we'd understand how bad this world was getting, we'd get a little bit more consecrated to get out of here.
Yes.
Right.
See, as long as we're in a lukewarm condition, we won't act
right.
in faith. We won't act for God. We'll just sit and it makes God sick.
Right.
It makes him want to vomit. And I said, God, I'd rather just be against you than to make you vomit.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I can know.
Yeah.
I pray you know this as well, that I've been changed from death. Unto life. I don't worry about being lost anymore.
Yes.
Christ took that away from me.
Hallelujah.
Christ took my place so I could take his.
Yes.
I am a servant of love, not a servant of force.
Yes.
God doesn't make me do anything. He's never made one man do anything.
No.
Never. He is a perfect gentleman.
That's good. Amen.
We ought to be the same way in our life. So that's what we're talking about. Walk while the light is shining. Because I'm telling you, church, the prophet said that when the angel or when the pillar of fire drew the seven church ages, the last one was black.
Right.
All black. No light in it at all. But Brother Bram said the reason he put light in there is because this message
Amen.
Gave that there would be a light left.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And that's what we're dealing in now. And that's why I'm telling you, Christian friend, this is the time to serve God.
Amen.
This is the time to believe God. This is the time to act on God's word. Because soon, and very soon, there will be no light left.
Right. Amen.
Jesus says this, and let me just quote a few scriptures. This is coming out of John 9:4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
And I believe the world has already gone through a period where God was gone.
Yes.
Listen to me now. When Jesus died on the cross, what happened to the sun couldn't even shine anymore.
Yes, that's right.
The apostles didn't have the Holy Ghost. God was lit. He poured all of himself into Christ, and that atonement was given. But for 3 days, they had to wait.
Yes. Right.
And we got to see just a glimpse of what the world turns into without God around.
Mm-hmm.
What are the apostles go? Those predestinated apostles, those that had just cast out devils and done almighty works, where were they?
Right.
Hiding in the rocks somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scattered abroad. We'll just go back to fishing again.
Mm.
Their Messiah that they had waited on, he's in a tomb. What's going on?
Right.
But I'm so glad that the mind of God knew the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Though he was dead, yet shall he live.
Amen.
Though a corn of wheat has to die, if it doesn't die, it'll abide alone. But if it dies, it'll have many to fellowship with.
Amen.
And I'm so glad that he went down and died for me when I should have died.
Yes.
And I'm glad to know tonight, I pray you have, that I was identified in him.
Amen.
And I've already died.
Yes.
When I received, look, you were already in Christ, or you never were there.
Amen.
When he died on the cross, you had to die with him or your sin still remained. Because God's word does not contradict itself. God didn't cheat on his own word.
Right.
When he said, the day you sin, that day you die, he meant it.
Amen.
And when Christ died, he didn't have any of his own sins.
Right.
He was the perfect virgin-born, sinless Son of God. But he had the power, since he was God made flesh, Emmanuel. He can do what he wants to.
Right.
And he didn't have any of his own sin, so he took the sins of the entire world and laid them upon himself.
Right.
But in his mind, he knew the only ones that could receive it.
Yes.
And they were already buried away in his heart.
Yes.
That bride of Christ that was there the whole time. We know that he paid the price for the sins of the whole world, but knowing that there would be those that rejected him, he knew that he didn't have to really worry about that. Because though he paid for it, they would turn away from it. But he had in his mind a predestinated plan the whole time. And he had names. And they all had the same last name. Isn't that right? Christ. Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm looking at the benefactors of what he did on that cross.
Amen.
You that were sometime darkness. Just a little time. Because before that you were light. You were in him. You came to earth. You had a fallen flesh. We had to be tempted and tried. We had to die. We had to die in sin so that the Savior could bring us back.
Hallelujah.
It was his plan. Yes. It was his desire. Nobody made God do it. God wanted to do it.
Amen.
And we walk around wondering, oh, just woozy, woozy me. Why am I going through all this? Why is it so hard? Why is it so dark? It's God's plan.
Right.
Walk.
Yes.
If you're walking, you're moving somewhere. You're
Amen.
Doing something. If you're the same you were 5 years ago, you didn't walk because
right.
you'd be somewhere.
Right.
The problem is we want to sprint
right.
or fly
yeah.
or sail where we can just kick back
yeah.
and it just takes us there.
Right. It's true.
Because walking is just a little too slow for most Christians.
That's true.
The last I checked, Enoch walked with God.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't get in a hurry. It was an everyday thing.
Yeah.
I'm here. I might take 2 or 3 steps today, but I'm getting somewhere.
Amen. Amen.
See, we worry so much about how to serve God the next 10 years, we don't serve him today.
That's Amen. Good. Amen.
We worry about what he's going to do next year. Why don't you worry about today
Amen.
And next year will take care of itself.
Yeah.
There's only one day for salvation. Does anybody know what day that was? It's today.
Yes.
You'll never get saved on yesterday.
No.
You'll never get saved on tomorrow.
No.
You only get saved on today.
That's
you want
right.
to know the day for
Amen.
Healing. It's not
yes.
yesterday. It's not something you did 5 years
yes.
ago. It's
Hallelujah.
Not 10 years from now. It's the day you believe.
Yes.
That's the day you'll get healed. Today.
Thank you, Lord.
And today, as I preach the word does not go out void.
No.
It's got a purpose.
Yes.
And you'll get whatever you desire
yes.
if you'll believe
yes.
that today is the day for it.
Jesus. Yes.
I'm here to tell you one thing. The light still shines.
Yes. Yes.
And we're watching that. If you look around too much, I will tell you right now, you will get discouraged.
Right.
Because lights are going out.
Right.
And we already knew it was going to happen when Jesus talked about the marriage supper and those that were going to get called for and stuff. The foolish virgin's lights were going out. Mm,
yeah.
It's a sad time.
Yeah.
But the bride had her focus on something else.
Right.
She was able to take her eyes off that. And I'm sure it grieved her, she said, but she knew, I can't help you now.
Yes.
It's too late.
Yes.
But while the light still shines, Christian friends, it's not time to put people out. It's time to keep shining, keep shining, keep believing, keep praying. Keep, Lord, one of these days, bring in that soul.
Yes. Amen.
I've been talking for 10 years, but one day, let it just be, it just needs one day.
Yes.
5 minutes in the presence of God will do more than all the faith in the presence of God will ever do.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus also says this. Let me read this. This is John 11:9. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. And look, he's not talking about the sun. He just got done saying, I am the light of this world.
Right.
And if a man's walking in the day, which at that time would have been to follow Jesus Christ, absolutely, the Word made flesh, and there was those that saw the light, and they followed him.
Amen.
Right.
He said, as long as they walk, they won't stumble, they won't fall, because they're walking in the light.
Sure.
But the next verse, but if any man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him.
That's it.
Oh, that's good.
It comes right back to predestination every
yes.
time. There were 70 ministers that walked with Jesus
right.
for a while.
Right.
But then what happened? They didn't recognize that he was the light of the world.
Right.
They thought that they were the light of the world.
Right. Good.
Anytime you take your focus off Christ, I'll tell you where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Me, mine, I.
Right.
Because there's only one way. If a man is still living in sin, he will live for one person. That is himself.
Right.
If a man is out of sin and in Christ, he'll live like Christ did, which was for everyone but himself.
Amen.
And that's right there. I tell you what, if you want to do anything to show me that you're a Christian, live for other people, and I'll believe you.
Amen.
And not something you're faking and putting on, and I can tell when you walk away, you're grumbling that you gave away that money, which could have used it for something else.
Mm.
God doesn't want a grudging giver.
No.
God loves a cheerful giver.
Amen.
And we think money many times, and I'll be honest, in this world that we live in now, people are getting stingy.
They are.
Right.
And it can affect you and I.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
But it's not just money, but that's, let's just hit that for a little bit.
Yes.
That money ain't ours.
No. Amen.
And there's 10 of it that you can't do anything with.
Right.
It should go right back to the storehouse.
Right.
And we used to believe in offering, but now, you know, whoa, I gave my 10%.
Mm, help us, Lord.
God loves a cheerful giver.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. I understand. You can almost feel that, can't you? Just
yes.
That.
Yes.
We give enough to Uncle Sam, why don't we just give it to Jesus?
Amen.
We give enough to Walmart, we give enough to McDonald's.
Good,
give,
amen.
Right.
It's truth.
You won't even bat an eye to drop a 20 at Walmart, but ooh, that offering thing.
Yeah.
I got a 5.
Truth.
I don't
help
know why
us,
I'm
Lord.
Going this
right. Help us, Lord. Yes.
You all know, and you know the money ain't for me anyway, it's for the gospel.
Amen.
I'd love to be able to send Brother Ernie $1,000. Just
right.
go. Actually, I'm waiting to hear from him first. I want to make sure everything's all right. He's going to get it. But anyway, I'd love to just do that. As we read it, I believe it's actually early in this one, isn't it? Yeah, work with your hands the thing which is good that you may have to give to him that needs.
Amen.
And that goes more than just money. Your time.
Ooh. Yes.
Laodicea, we are selfish with time. Ooh, I got to get this done. I got to get that done. I got to get this.
That's
and if
good,
I don't
brother.
Do that, ooh, my, I don't know about this. Look, let people get your schedule messed up once in a while. It'll be all right.
Amen.
It'll be all right. Guess what? Sister's laundry is going to be there.
Right.
You know, if you're going to be able to bless somebody else, I don't know anybody that went to the grave right before they were going to die and thought, you know, I wish I'd have washed one more load of laundry.
Good.
I mean, let's evaluate things on the real scale. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Where's the kingdom of God?
Amen.
It's in you and it's in the others that you see. That are,
amen.
Seek first the kingdom.
Yes.
Then all this other stuff be added.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Maybe your children won't go roll around in mud today. Now stay a little cleaner somehow because you decided to help somebody else. You think, but God pays back way more than we give him credit. Even giving offerings, I guarantee if you pay tithes and offerings like you know in your heart you could give.
Right.
You just, as God said, he'd open the windows of heaven
and
just pour out a blessing you can't even contain.
Amen.
I mean, to say that's the truth, nonetheless.
Amen.
And we want to put it on Jesus that he's the light of the world, and he is the light of the world. And at that time, when Jesus was talking, he was meaning him because the fullness of the Godhead was in him.
Right.
There was no part of God outside. He had it all. So he was absolutely all of God, yet the body he was dwelling in was absolutely a man.
Amen.
Hope you understand. I'll teach a little bit on it. But the body, we know, had temptations.
Right.
The fullness of the Godhead in him didn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting tempted at all. It was the flesh that was pulling aside. And if you can recognize, God, help us.
That
life that was in him, a part of that has now been put into you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And it was caged up. But now there's quickening power that's come in.
Hallelujah.
And this thing lives.
Yes.
And that all this on the outside, if you'll just push it aside. Don't walk in darkness.
No.
Walk in the light.
Amen.
Be ye followers of God. How? As dear children.
Yeah.
How do children follow their parents? They just do it.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
Come here, son. He's coming. He don't know why. You didn't explain it to him. You didn't have a crash course on why he needs to come to you. Why do we want God to do that for us?
Amen.
Well, God, if I was going to give an extra offering, can you tell me how it's going to come back?
That doesn't work, though.
Thank you, brother. That's not faith at all.
No.
That's work. And if you're doing it in unbelief, you won't get anything back.
No.
Because, as he said, those that give and they're, you know, they were just on the markets, weren't they? Let me give you these long prayers. Those rabbis, they got out there and said, oh, my, look at this wonderful prayer. Look at this offering I'm about to give, God. You see it? Yeah, they really cared about God. They didn't care about God.
Right.
God can see you doing it behind your back with your other hand that you can't even do.
Right.
So don't let your right hand know what your left hand's doing. Just do it.
Amen. Yes.
They weren't interested in they weren't trying to please God. They were trying to please man.
Right.
And they got their reward.
Right.
They had their following. They had those people that reserved them and said, Rabbi, oh my, you're so wonderful. And that's all they got. But in exchange, they got to go burn in a burning hell.
Right.
And Jesus wasn't afraid to say that, and I'm not going to be either, because it's not me that's saying that. It's the word that was in him, is in me, and it will always declare the truth.
Right.
Amen. I'm sure it cut him to the core, too, to tell people that, knowing that he was about to die for them.
Right.
Knowing that there was no reason they should stay sinners. There was no reason for them to disbelieve, but that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
Amen. Right.
He said, if they'd only open up their hearts, then I would convert them, but they just won't do it. They've hardened themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Isaiah said that, and he had to fulfill the scriptures. And we're living in Laodicea. We know what Laodicea will do. Why are we so surprised about it?
Amen.
Right.
But we're not to follow Laodicea. You don't live in Laodicea.
No.
We're just sojourners.
Yes.
Amen. We live in a bride age.
Amen.
We live in the Omega bride age. That's what's going on right now. That's what that little light was inside Laodicea.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Because Laodicea will go on after the bride's taken, but that light will be taken up into glory.
Amen.
And as the age rolls on, it's all darkness.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus says this, Matthew 5:13, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. It goes to show you that that predestinated seed was always there, and Jesus could know it.
Amen.
He said he didn't need to have any man tell him. He already knew what was in man.
Right.
He could see God's seed and serpent seed.
Right.
He knew who those that were his.
Amen.
That's the seal of God, right? The Lord knows those that are his. And how do you know? Because one day the Holy Ghost came.
Yes.
And it took residence in your heart. And the things you used to do, you don't do them anymore.
Amen.
The things you used to want to do, you don't want it anymore.
Hallelujah.
Your appetite's been changed, and not changed anything, but changed the one thing.
Yes.
The Word.
Hallelujah.
It's your delight day and night. It's all you want to do. It's all you want to fellowship with. It's all you want to eat.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost was given for a sign,
yes,
to you and I,
right,
to show forth that we are the elect of God.
Yes.
And the world should see it coming, and as the prophet said, coming and going.
Right.
That means you can't just blab it all the time. That would just be coming.
Right.
But if your life's living it,
yes,
even just your walk, the way you handle yourself,
yes,
they'll know that man's not like everyone else.
Right.
Yeah. That woman's not like everyone else. And you sisters do get it. You'll get it on the outside a lot faster than a man will.
Right.
They know because they... What's that Harold doing there? What's up with that?
Right.
Why she got that? Why she got them dresses on all the time? They know it right away.
Right.
Sister, you need to recognize that you're...
Yes.
And look, if you're snotty and obnoxious on top of it, you might as well throw that out the window.
Right.
Your testimony's gone.
Yeah. Right.
But if you walk around with that spirit of Christ, which,
amen,
will make you meek and humble and,
yes,
quiet, which sure ain't the spirit of this world anymore,
right,
you can't find one woman that's meek, right, humble, and quiet that ain't got the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Right.
They'd just be right in your face, and no, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. Okay, good luck. But the Bible's pretty plain on that, a meek and humble spirit,
yeah,
which is well-pleasing to the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
And you might think it's hard, sister, to wear modest clothes and things like that, but I pray it's just what you want to do.
Yes.
There,
hallelujah,
is a reproach that goes with it, and it is,
yes,
difficult. But you know what the Bible said about a man in the same scripture? He's supposed to lift his hands all the time,
right,
praising the Lord.
Right. Yes.
Good. So, we both got a responsibility one way or another.
Good.
I might rather, you know, if I was going to be carnal, I'd rather just wear different clothes than to have to praise the Lord all the time, you,
right,
know?
Right.
But really, that's what I want to do anyway.
Amen.
The only reason you don't praise the Lord is you get the mind of an unbeliever.
Right, good.
And you can think, somebody's going to see me.
Right.
Does anybody stop praising the Lord for any other reason besides you thought somebody's going to see you?
Come on.
That's good.
Right. True.
But guess what? There is one that always sees,
yes,
you.
Yes, hallelujah.
I need to start praising in the audience of one.
Yeah.
Same in a church building. Man, we preach and try to get on people about worshiping and things like that. How about you get them to recognize the presence of God?
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll get them to worship.
Amen.
Because if you really believe that Jesus Christ is standing right here in the form of the Son of Man, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you're not going to worship Him, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Because even the unbelievers, when they saw Jesus, they were crying out and screaming and everything else.
Right.
They at least got a little bit. But, and we want to throw everybody under the bus. Well, that's just, you know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Yeah, it falls,
right,
on the just too.
Amen.
You see that first part? It does fall on the just.
Hallelujah.
The unjust might be around, but why are you pointing at one bogus dollar?
Right.
Why don't you look at all the real dollars,
amen,
that when the presence of God comes out of a pure heart, they sing praises unto,
amen,
the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill in heavenly places in Christ Jesus,
amen,
cannot be hid.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Good.
And even if you try, if you're really born again now, and you try to hide and fit in stuff, I'll tell you right now, you will not.
No.
Right.
Absolutely.
They'll know.
Because
you try, they're cussing and things, and you just can't seem to do it.
Right.
Truth. They're wanting to just go back and talk dirty, and you just got to go somewhere else.
Right. Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
Right.
Sure. Sisters start talking bad about one another. At least I pray that you get,
amen,
out of there.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's truth.
Keep my head down for a little bit until that passes over.
No, that's
no. Praise the Lord. How many wants the word?
Yeah.
How many,
amen,
wants to be right with,
yeah,
God? Amen. A city on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, a light doesn't serve itself. It's to serve others.
Amen.
The light that you are, you're the light of the world. You're the light to give light to the world.
Amen.
And you're the only one left.
Right.
The Bible said they'd run to and fro in a famine.
Yeah. Right.
Looking for what? The word of God.
Yeah.
And that word is you.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Because the word... And you, when you're born again,
yes,
now, when you're changed from on high, you are made one,
yes,
with Him.
Amen.
You are His agent.
Right.
He will not use the stars, the, mm-hmm, sun, the moon, the grass, and all those things. He can speak through that, but you are the one He uses to,
yes,
spread His light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now look at this. And, yes, giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
Yes.
You see the purpose now.
Yes.
If you're trying to shine forth to exalt your light and your good works so you can glorify your church, pastor, denomination, whatever. No, your Father.
Yeah.
That's when you find a real son who wants everybody to praise God.
Amen.
To lift up the Heavenly Father. Yeah. When you go pray for somebody, are you interested in them saying your spiritual, or are you interested in them actually getting well?
Right.
Amen.
And actually recognizing that Jesus Christ is still here, and He can still heal the sick, and He can still save souls.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I found this quote. I was reading it. I did the ACT here Saturday. I proctored it. I didn't take it. I'm a little old for that. I already went to college and things. But I gave it out and stuff, and I have time to read. So I read the sermon, Forsaking All. And I came to this quote, and the Spirit told me, this is what you need to preach this tomorrow. So I said, all right. Now, when we say we're going to walk in the Spirit, there's two things we need to know. First is that we have a great responsibility.
Right.
And we've already said, you're the light of the world.
Yeah.
You can't even put it on Jesus. He did his part of the redemption plan.
Right.
Your part is to shine forth the light in this age.
Yeah.
It's up to you and I.
Yeah.
All the provisions of the Holy Ghost given to you, that was all done by God. You didn't have to do any of it.
Right.
All you had to do was say yes.
Amen.
Wouldn't you love to have that kind of contract on a house?
Here
you go. You have his house, his cars, his clothes. All you got to do is say yes.
Amen.
We have so much more than that. And why do we walk around so...
True.
Because you think you're not, I might be kind of the light of the, if we have a good service on the light of the world, but on Monday,
no,
it just fades out.
No. Right.
You either are the light of the world or you're not.
Right.
You're either born again or you're not.
Right.
You've either received the Holy Ghost or you haven't.
Right.
Amen. It's a great responsibility and it's a great battle because there's a lot of darkness.
Right.
Let me read you what Brother Branham says about this. Coming out Forsaking All, 62. Sometimes I think we ministers make it a little too much flowers for the convert. Oh, come to Christ. Everything is lovely. But you see, it isn't like that.
No.
In the way that saying that everything is a flowery bed of ease. Because no, Christian, the Bible said all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions.
Right.
So if you're not suffering persecutions for Christ's sake, then there's something wrong.
Right.
If the devil ain't after you, he got you.
Right.
That's all, because as long as he's after you, that's a sign he hasn't got you yet.
Mm.
But if he isn't after you, it's a sign he's got you.
Amen.
So just remember, as long as he's blasting at you, you're just a few jumps ahead of him yet, and just keep on going.
Amen.
That's why I'm saying it's got to be a walk. It's never a walk stop.
Right. That's
walk
good.
Stop. I'll be spiritual on Sunday, stop on Monday.
No.
Going backwards on Tuesday, because that's what's going to happen if you do that.
Right.
And then Wednesday, maybe I'll get back and we'll start walking. And you're two steps, or one step forward, two back. One forward, two back. One forward. I just don't understand it. Every day has got to be a walk with God.
Amen. Amen.
Every day. And if you've got the life of God within you, it's not a flowery bed of ease, but you've got enough power to wipe out any devil, anytime, any place, even 5 in the morning when you're supposed to pray before you go to work.
Amen.
You can beat that devil.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, that's true. Amen.
He said that one. Brothers, he said that one. Let me keep reading. But all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
That's the way. Oh my, I've been fighting trials. That's the time to raise your hands and say, praise God, I'm on the right side.
Yeah.
Yes. Raymond, I think he was talking about a blind man. He came to church and they asked him. He says, you can't hear this. Or he's deaf, I think. Deaf. Or yeah, he was deaf. He said, you can't hear what's going on. You don't even know what they're saying. What are you going to church? He's like, I'm here for everybody to know what side I'm on.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Make sure the devil knows what side I'm on.
Yeah.
Amen. All that live in godly in Christ Jesus shall serve persecution. Rejoice in me exceedingly glad, for so persecuted they, the prophets which were before you. That's right. Don't go with a hang down face.
No. Right, hang down.
Can't watch TV. Everybody else gets to go have fun and I got to sit here. That's your attitude. You might as well go ahead and get on your knees and die, because you need born again.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a big difference when your heart wants to do something.
Right.
And it's just a temptation out here.
Right.
Okay. You're going to have temptation. You're going to have persecution and all things. But the word will hold. Because it's not your desire. It's something trying to distract you and pull you aside.
Amen.
But if you're really a Christian, you can push that thing back out in the name of Jesus Christ and walk like a Christian.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Don't go with a hang down faith and say, well, I oughtn't have done it. I just can't stand for somebody to talk about me and say I'm old fashioned, this, that, or the other. You should be exceedingly glad, happy because of it. Because you can bear the reproach of his name. And by keeping his commandments, it caused you to do that.
Hallelujah.
But I want to say this. God will not in no wise be in debt to any man.
Amen.
Listen closely now. God won't be debted to any man. If you did that for God, forsaken all, God will repay you 1,000-fold.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God will pay it back. Yes. You forsake the things of the world and the things of the world, God will pay you so many times. How many is a witness of that?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Well, we all know that God will repay. Let me skip down here a little bit. He said, that's the matter with Christians tonight. God gives it to us, but we're afraid to investigate it.
That's good.
Why? It takes faith to start going in there. Well, if God can save me, he can heal me.
Yes.
If God can heal me, he can deliver me.
Yes.
I don't have to put up with this anymore. If God can deliver me, he can deliver my brother.
Yes.
If God can save me, he can save my coworker.
Yes.
He can save my children. Yeah. He can save my brother, my family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Investigate. He said, I've given you and your family.
Amen.
Salvation's
Amen.
Come to thine and thine house.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
God gives it to us, but we're afraid to investigate. How many heard the expression that if you don't understand something, just go put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
And when it comes around, God will get it to you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. I got curious about it one day. Now, I understand just probing around and trying to, well, I want to understand this, and I understand this, and it's just a big textbook thing. God's not obligated to tell you that stuff.
No.
But if you need to know something.
Right.
And it feels like, because I've heard people say that, put it up on the shelf, and I said, well, I'm going to type that in one day. Put it on the shelf. You know what came up? I'm sorry for anybody that, Brother Bram never said that.
Mm.
Ever.
That's good.
The only thing I could find was what I'm about to read you, and he said this. Probably 100 times, this kind of story, putting things on the shelf. When you become a Christian, now look, how many Christians?
Amen.
When you become a Christian, you are an heir to every promise
Amen.
In the Bible.
That's right.
Amen.
Join there.
That's right. Everything that God promised is yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a big arcade, and by one Spirit, we're all baptized into this arcade, which is Christ.
Amen.
If somebody give me something, I'm going to go look around and find out what I own.
Yes, it is.
I think that's what the Christian ought to do tonight.
Yes.
Find out what you've got. If something gets just a little high up that I can't reach it, I'll get me a stepladder and
Amen.
Climb up to it.
Amen.
You want to know what that stepladder is? All right. And if something seems a little out of reach in the Bible that God has promised, I'll stay on my knees and climb Jacob's ladder. Till I reach it, because it's mine.
Yes.
God gave it to me.
Yes.
And too many times we got preachers says, well, you know, God would heal you, but it's just, it's just not his time yet. He wants you to suffer a little bit. If God wants us to suffer, he paid a lot for no reason.
Amen.
I thought he took our suffering so we wouldn't have to now.
Yes.
Wouldn't you parents do the same thing?
Yes.
If you could suffer and be tortured and know your children wouldn't have to do any of it, you would gladly lay it down. How much the Heavenly Father, who looked down through the whole stream of time and saw all his children, what they'd have to go through, how much more would he rather take the punishment than to let you and I do it?
Amen.
How much more? And even as Jesus said, you that being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more will your Heavenly Father give what? The Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Because once you got him, you got it all.
Amen.
Amen. Climb up Jacob's ladder because it's mine. God gave it to me. And I'm here to just to be a voice. I only can be one voice, but I'm here to tell the children of God, you are an heir. It's your personal property. No man can take it from you. I don't care how much unbelief he wants to preach. It's yours anyhow.
Amen.
I don't care how many devils try to say, well, that was for them, not for you. No, sir. No, ma'am. Just in case you sisters didn't think you're part of it, it's for each one of us.
Amen.
Amen.
We are all baptized
I'm so glad the scripture said that. You are baptized into one body.
Yes.
Amen.
Now walk like it. Act like it. Believe like Christ did.
Right.
When Christ saw devil-possessed people, he said, well, I guess we need to run. Mm-hmm. Let's get a little out of hand. He said, no, legion.
Uh-huh. Right.
6,000 on one. Uh-huh. Legion, I'm here to tell you to leave.
Amen.
And guess what? One won.
Right.
The one man won the battle. Isn't that right?
Yes. Amen.
In the same life. Oh God, help us to just have a revelation of this.
Yeah.
The same life with the same potentials, the same power, the same authority has been given to every believer filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen.
We have our difference of operations. That's the main thing you need to find out.
Yeah.
Is how does God talk to you?
Right.
And it can't be some guessing, wishy-washy thing. It can't be, well, God talks to Brother Andrew like that. Why don't he talk to me like that? Because we're different.
Right.
But you need to hear his voice. That's the main thing.
Right.
You need to see him. You need to have a personal experience with Christ.
Amen.
Right.
Personal. Not mommy in there with you.
Right.
Not daddy. Not your church. Mm. Not your pastor. Not even Brother Branham can go in there with you.
Yes.
It's you and him.
Amen.
Because there will come a time, and there's a time every day in your life, where you are alone with God.
Yes.
You're laying on your bed. You can't sleep. Chances are the master's standing in the corner and wondering why you ain't talking to him.
Right.
At least that's been my experience in life. When I realize I can't get down, I say, well, Lord, I'm going to spend this time with you.
Right.
And when those thoughts come to think about everything else in the world, because that's who, you know, the devil knows how you, that personal relationship, he knows that that's the lifeline.
Yes.
It's every individual's personal walk with the Lord. Because if he divides you from that, then the family house will be broke up.
That's true.
And then once he breaks up the family, then he can break up the church.
Yes.
And when he breaks up the church, he can cause all kinds of havoc.
Amen.
Oh,
yes. True.
Amen. Walk while the light shines. Too many times we've been told we're just waiting. I'm not waiting on nothing. The word's here. It's been preached. It's been revealed. It's been restored.
Yes.
The Malachi ministry's done.
Yes.
How many believes that?
Amen.
You know, there was Revelations 10, 1 to 7, and then after that, it said that the bride, John, ate the book.
Amen.
And went prophesying again.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because the same word that he preached and that he was, we have received, and we're becoming the same thing.
Yes.
So what he did in his ministry is to continue on in ours.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Not just the pastor, not just the deacon, not just
Brother
Donnie's church, because they're the spiritual ones. And I ain't throwing down Brother Donnie. I believe him to be a spiritual man. I believe God uses them. Absolutely. But we're all in this together.
Amen.
You're just as important as any man is in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't just sit there. Let me read what Brother Branham. It's coming out of Former Latter Rain. He says this. Now I find it with Brother Roberts and Brother Hicks and many of the great men. We find that it's slumping. You can't get people out. Preach over 20 minutes, they get sick of it. They go out. There's something wrong. What is it? The alarm went off, and you just turned over and shut the alarm off. You want to sleep a little longer. And that's in the natural, too, a lot of times.
Yeah.
But much more in the spiritual. Where you, I've done it. I'll just be honest with you. You can mentally just turn off spiritual thoughts and relax.
Right.
Because now you're just going to go ahead and go downstream where the devil wants to take you.
Right.
Because anytime you're fighting for God, anytime you're walking with God, you're always going upstream.
Right.
Right.
It's the whole way. It's always uphill until you get to glory.
Amen.
We want to get up, right? We don't want to go down.
Right.
So it's like you're not going up, you're going back down.
Good.
Amen.
Yeah.
The alarm goes off. We want to sleep a little longer. The morning cometh, but night cometh first.
Yeah.
Don't turn the alarm off. Right. Let it alarm. Jump to your feet. It's time to get up.
Right.
When the preachers warn of the coming of God and the coming of the Son of God, don't turn your alarm off. Don't try to drown it. Don't go back into the Word and say, I got a few wild oats to sow, or back into the world. I got a few wild oats to sow. You 35-year-olders and you teenagers, don't try that. Jump to your feet. Let the alarm go. That's the Holy Spirit warning you to flee from the wrath to come.
Yes.
As we just read there, what
Hallelujah.
He said, don't let filthiness and all the jesting and all this stuff be named and fornication.
No.
Don't let, because that's why the wrath of God's coming on the children of disobedience.
Right.
We understand that there's a time where you're saved for all time eternity. It doesn't matter what you do. That's absolute truth. But you've got to have the life of God coming out of you. You have no witness to that truth.
Right.
And every disobedience will have a just recompense.
That's it.
You will reap for it. And I say, God, I don't want to reap for nothing.
Amen.
I want to reap in good blessings.
Yes.
So let me sow the right things.
Amen.
Amen. Let me keep reading here. I'm going to finish up here soon. When you see the sick being healed, the blind eyes open, deaf ears unstopped. Oh, we had a lot of fanaticism went with it, always goes. We have that in every meeting that's ever been. We always have it. Look at it. I was reading about Martin Luther not long ago. It said it wasn't a great mystery how Martin Luther could protest the Catholic Church and get by with it, but the great mystery was that he could hold his head above all the fanaticism that followed his revival and still come out. That's it. Keep your mind on Christ, your eyes on Calvary. Move forward.
Amen.
Let nothing put you back in bed asleep.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In one regard, this is the worst age that there ever, it is. It's the worst age there's ever been. This is Satan's Eden, but there's a people of God who can still hear from God. There's a people of God in the midst of total darkness. The Bible said, but in the evening time, there shall be light.
Right.
And the problem with light is darkness doesn't like it.
Right.
Because it can't do anything about it.
Right.
Why did men love darkness? Because their deeds were evil and they thought they could hide.
Right.
But when the light comes, they can't hide it anymore. It shows that you're a sinner when the Holy Ghost shows up and you're trembling.
Amen.
Right.
It shows you're a sinner when the Holy Ghost comes and you're running from the back door. It shows you're a sinner when before you can even get to church, you feel so convicted so you don't want nothing to do with it.
Right.
Come on.
That's true.
I've had students tell me that. He said, I go to church, I feel terrible. I said, you should, because you're still a sinner.
Right. Amen.
That's a good sign to me we're doing something right.
Amen.
If sin comes and sits down and it feels comfortable, chances are we're in sin.
Right. Good.
But the light comes, it reproves the work of darkness. It's in that scripture there. You can proving what's acceptable to the Lord. When you see the unfruitful works of darkness, there's plenty of stuff you can't talk about as a Christian
that
goes on in this world.
Right.
And it says but we can reprove it. How? What's the main way to preach the gospel, Brother Andrew? Live it.
Amen.
Live it. Don't just speak it. It should be just your whole makeup. How do I do that? Yield to the Spirit of God that lives within you.
Amen.
He talks to you all the time. Has anybody figured that out yet?
Yes.
God is always telling you things to do, things not to do. And too many times we miss it or we willingly turn the other way.
Yeah.
Why? It's hard.
Right.
It's hard to be a Christian in Laodicea.
Yes.
But it's sure worth it.
Amen.
And if you're born again, I'll tell you this much, you might as well just give in because you ain't getting away anyway.
Yes, hallelujah. Truth.
I've seen those guys that, I told one brother, I said, you're just a terrible sinner. You're just no good at it. See, other sinners, they do bad things, they don't worry about it. They just go on and do it again. But you feel bad every time, brother. You're just a terrible sinner. You might as well just stop it and be a Christian.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
How do you sin? Disbelieve God's word. That's it. It has nothing to do with what we think sin is. Well, I didn't commit adultery and all these things. Well, if you disbelieve God's word, you don't see yourself in the plan of God, you're not going to walk in the light. You're going to think you're darkness.
Amen.
Which means you won't do anything for God. Now, let me finish on this. I got a few more things I forgot about. Let me read this. Turn on the light, 1964. And from the ripening of the grain, from all the way back from Luther, all the way down through the age, it ought to be the fullness of the gospel now. You see what light we ought to be shining now,
right.
50 years after this.
Amen.
When the seals open, it should be the same illumination, just that much brighter because there's more believers, there's more faith to be had, because there's more things been done.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
The power of God to ripen the light that's been showing through justification, sanctification, Pentecostal age, ought to ripen the bride tree for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That Christ could be manifested in his church as one person. Him and his wife, him and his bride. This is the hour we're living. This is the light of the day. Walk in it.
Amen.
That's the message of the hour. Let's get down. The Bible promises these things. We need men and women that's filled with the Spirit of God. If you say you've got the Spirit of God in you, and God makes a certain promise in here, how can that Holy Ghost punctuate it, say, well, it might be right for another age. We don't believe it that way. That ain't the Holy Spirit.
Right.
The man that's filled with God, him and the Word is one. Certainly it is. It's a product of a union between God in man. Why am I going this route? Look, we want to walk in the light, but you need to know where the light is.
Right.
It's in your heart.
Amen.
It's your life source.
Yeah.
You, and it's the most glorious light there ever was. So as long as we cut it short and say, well, if I lived in Paul's day, it'd be better. Do you see how you automatically took right. yourself out?
Right.
And you won't shine anymore. You cannot live in the glare of a Lutheran age and a Pentecostal age all the way down and anything besides today.
Right.
If you're living in a light of 5 years ago, you're not walking in the light today.
Amen.
And if you don't, then the gospel can't spread. But praise be to God, I believe that there will be and there is.
Yes.
I'm going to start saying, I believe it's here, it's on earth,
yes.
and it won't be too long till it's all done and complete.
Amen.
It is here. The bride is here, walking in step. What is healing the sick in these services? What's saving the lost in these services? What's still baptizing with the Holy Ghost? It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all it takes is one man in God's hand that'll step out in faith and not worry about the darkness, but shine forth.
Amen.
And say, I don't care how dark it is. There's still light in Goshen. There's
Amen.
Still light in my heart.
Amen.
And I'm here to spread it. Amen. Brother Branham says this as I close. This is coming out of communion. He's talking about a great revival he had. And I actually read that one too. It was pretty phenomenal. He says this, and he's talking about a Presbyterian minister. And he said he got dancing in the spirit at his church after he received the Holy Ghost. And they said, Reverend, when are you going to learn a new step? He said, when my congregation learns this one.
Good.
And I say the same thing. Everybody wants to speak things into existence, but I ain't got faith for a toothache.
Uh-huh.
How about you work on the faith you have now?
Right.
Use what you have for now, that next step, because that's how faith works. One step at a time. Go. And it'll be there. And it is there, and it's for you.
Yes.
All of these promises are for you.
Amen.
Well, my congregation learns this one. Thought that was pretty cute, you know, Presbyterian hierarchy. Yes, sir. Said, when my congregation learns this one. So that's a good thing. Just like a little baby, just new. And he's been, well, you know what he'd have to be to the professor of psychology in the greatest Presbyterian college in Boston. Well, it's in the United States. I'm just saying that to recognize, look, this man was a president of a college, and the word got him.
Amen.
Right.
We want to throw it under the bus. You don't know yet.
Right.
I have a lot more faith for a denominational man than I do for these turning on the message.
Amen.
I'll be honest. If you walked in the message and believed it, or said you did anyways, and then walked back out, as far as, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, as far as I understand the word, you are sealing yourself out of the kingdom.
Right.
A man that's out there and doesn't know no better and just trying to serve God the best he knows how,
right.
I believe he'll be in the kingdom somewhere.
Right.
I don't believe he's the elect or the bride of Christ necessarily, but I believe he'll be part of that kingdom.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, let me keep reading here. He said, I seen one of Mayo's head heart surgeons preach the gospel in the spirit and speak in tongues.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh my, I seen another specialist, which was a Seventh-day Adventist. He was a specialist on the heart and throat, and also he was an old man. Received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He received it. One night I laid hands on him over in the courts, and he received the Holy Ghost. So just so many things that our Lord did that we're thankful for, and especially seeing at this time. Then I said to them, this is what I want you to hear. Do you realize what hour that it is when the sleeping virgins begin to ask for oil? It was time that the bridegroom came, and the people, the ready ones, went in.
Right. Amen.
Oh, I'm so glad to know that we're living here in these last days.
Mm.
Too many times we just complain about the last
That's
days.
That's right.
He said, I'm so glad to know
yeah.
I'm in the last days.
Amen.
See, I believe that we're living in one of the most tremendous times
right.
that the world's ever known, just on the eve of the coming of the Lord.
Mm.
Isn't that wonderful? Think that most any time now, all Scripture's just about fulfilled.
Yeah.
And so we're expecting him at any moment, and we should live under those kind of expectations that just any time it can happen, be prayed up, ready.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about today, this rapture that'll come, people talking about it, they're telling you things to look for and all that. I'll tell you the one thing you need to look for is your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the only thing you need to find. And that will automatically, you want to go cast out devils and do those things, you get a personal relationship with Jesus Christ the way that God wants you to have it, those things will happen.
Yes.
Amen.
If you get right with God and serve God with all your heart, when the rapture gets here, you'll be there.
Amen.
Absolutely. You can't miss it.
Right.
You are it.
Amen.
You're the reason it's happening.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We just talked about the whole world is going to darkness. There's only a little bit of light. That's what the rapture is sent down to pull out of the earth.
Amen.
So as we know that we're the children of light, it's just so burning my heart. We've got to walk in it. We've got to act upon it. We can't just sit there and hear the end of the world coming and hear these terrible things and just turn it back off, as the prophet said, and just, well, I got tomorrow. Yeah, you might not.
Right.
That's right.
Good.
It's not time to live in a fear. It's time to live in an expectation.
Amen. That's it.
If you're right with God, the most glorious thing that could ever happen is that Jesus Christ opens up the sky and you get to go out and be with him.
Amen.
What else would you want? But if you've got that little bit of unbelief, listen to me closely now. You've got that little inkling in your heart, knows I'm supposed to do this. I didn't do it. I didn't take care of it. I'm living. You've got that sin. What it'll do, it'll make you afraid of the presence of God. Because you know, as a believer, you're predestinated. You've got the life in you that knows that presence cannot tolerate sin.
Right.
The world, a lot of times, will walk in blindly. They don't know what they're doing, but you do know.
Right.
And where much is given, much is required.
Right.
And for you to do it, I'm a witness to it as well. If you live in sin and let sin take over as a Christian any amount of time, you will reap way more than what the devil ever lets you know.
Right.
The closer you walk with God, the more darkness you're going to see in your own life. Mm. That's not your salvation now.
Right.
That's your walk with the Lord. I want you to understand what I'm saying. You are saved by grace tonight if you receive the Holy Ghost. You didn't do one thing to earn it.
Right.
You obeyed the word. That's not doing anything. That's stop sinning.
Right.
You stopped something. You didn't start anything. But now that you've received this, God has given us so much potential. Why did he give it to you? Just for you to pawn it off on somebody else to do it? For you to make excuses why it doesn't happen in the church? Maybe it's you that's supposed to speak in tongues today.
Right.
Maybe it's you that was supposed to prop. Maybe it's you that's supposed to pray for that brother and not the pastor.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is the pastor that missed it. I'm not going to put myself in a different category. Right. We're here to walk in the Word. Amen. We're here to walk in the light and to see that Jesus Christ does what he says he will.
Yes.
Always waiting for you and me to believe it. Amen. I just love and appreciate him tonight, or this afternoon rather. When I think of that light beginning to shine, I know it's dark. I know it's hard. I know what it's all about. I'm in the same thing you are. And I know the doubts that flutter around. And I know how you think, well, maybe one day I'll be this. I'm here to tell you, the light is here. If you'll take that word and recognize this much, it was a love letter that was written with just your name at the top. That's what it needs to take.
Sure.
If it says the bride of Christ, you'll think, well, praise God for Brother Jack and, you know, Brother James. But, you know, me, well, maybe. Maybe I'm in the P.S. part somewhere. Mm. No. It says, you know, I'll just say me. Dear Andrew Kressel, I love you, my son.
Amen.
And then it changes everything.
Right.
And then you can feel faith begin to move because you recognize who you're working with. It's not off there. Mm-hmm. And it's not even right here sitting at the seat. He literally lives within me.
Right.
And if I can just yield enough to believe it, the supernatural will happen.
Right.
All the time.
Amen.
All the time. Every time I've yielded to the presence of God, things have happened that I had no idea could happen.
Right.
Because when we've had the prayer things in here and the way I've done certain things, I'm trying to get you to see that I am so dependent on the Spirit of God because I don't even know what I'm doing.
Right.
That's how faith works. You think faith is, well, if it was really faith, you know, I know I had a vision of it and all these things. Sometimes it's just that impression.
Right.
That's what the prophet wanted to hear, isn't that right? Yeah. Elijah saw the wind coming. My, it was a great, wonderful service.
Amen.
Saw the fire coming. Heard the earthquakes rumbling, the world falling apart around him. But that didn't attract him. I pray it hasn't done it for you either. Just because, oh, everybody's singing, having a good time. That's not the point. Mm-hmm. You need to get past that. That's happening to create an atmosphere.
Right.
For the Spirit of God to come and to speak to every heart.
Amen.
Let's
Let's stand together this afternoon. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Oh my. E flat.
Bow our heads together just for a moment. Every eye closed, every head bowed before the Lord. I'm going to change the order of the service. We've preached the word now. We're going to sing this song. How about we say, Lord God, I want to walk in that light. I don't care if anybody's watching. When I'm out there by myself, Lord, would you help me to recognize that the light needs to still shine? That you're dependent on me, Lord, to be that light there? You know, brothers, you're the only light out in that job. You're the only one out there. Sisters, you're the one in the house shining the light.
Yeah.
To your children. Children, you're the one shining them. Yeah. If you go to school and have friends and things, you're the only light they have. I'm not here to make it flowery for you. It's a commitment. It's a life. Live for God. If there's anyone that would say, Father, I'm sorry. I've loved the things of the world. I don't want to love them anymore. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me, purify me by your precious blood. God bless each one. As you feel the presence of God come, let him go ahead and take the burden now.
Yeah.
Don't you hold on to it in pride. The blood's here. You confess that you put in the blood and let the blood wash it away. And say, God, I'm here to worship you in spirit and in truth again. Free of condemnation. Hallelujah. God bless each hand. Now you let the Holy Spirit, we spoke on it, but now it's time to let the word live in your heart. To let the signs and the wonders and the prophecies and the gifts of the Spirit, they're here amongst us, Church of the Living God. You've seen them. But there's still more to be had. There's even times the Spirit, and I'm just going to tell you now, I feel at liberty to say this. There's times where the Spirit has told me who's grieving the Holy Spirit. And I didn't call you out because he told me not to. Because we rather sometimes they're babies. And you don't want to beat a baby over the head. They don't know any different. But we're growing up now, church.
Yeah.
We've been having services where you just let this atmosphere right here. There's been plenty of witnesses say that the pillar of cloud is right here in church.
Yeah. Thank you.
And God doesn't let everybody see that. But if you'll believe it, blessed are you that still believe, even if you don't see it. That's what matters, is you believe in that. And as the prophet said, the pillar cloud should be right there over the service, waiting to use someone that will just give their heart, not a heart of unbelief, but a heart of faith that says, God, I'm your vessel. I'm here to shine forth the light. Even right here in this service, don't you worry about after this. Redeem now. Is there a promise of God? I guarantee there is, that the Holy Spirit wants you to take hold of. You need to do that.
Yeah.
Brother Andrew can't do it for you. I can pray with you. I can believe with you. But if there's no faith on your end, we can't agree together. He said if two of you would agree on any one thing, he'll do it. So it's got to be faith on both ends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I'm going to close my eyes too. Just so you know it ain't me. But the Holy Spirit's here to do the miraculous. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's pray together. You pray with all your heart. Heavenly Father, your word's been preached, Lord. And we feel your presence all around us, Lord. And we're here to see you glorified in our lives, Lord. Not that we would boast of anything we could do, but Lord, that the world might see that you're still with us. Lord, and we want to be that light that's shining for you. We see the world groping in darkness and it just burns on our hearts, Lord. Too many times we just let it go by the wayside. We don't say what we ought to say. We don't do what we ought to do. We don't say, hey, can I pray for you? They're sick. I believe Christ will heal you. Hallelujah. Lord, we're here to say we're sorry that we've been dilatory. We've been lazy, apathetic, even mentally and spiritually, Lord, and even physically, Father. We ought to be busy doing the Father's business, but we're happy that there's an atonement made for us. That, Lord, you knew before the foundation of the world we'd do these things.
And we thank you for forgiving us and keeping us clean. We just want to rededicate our hearts right here in this service. Say, Father, use me, Lord, for your glory. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I want you to let your light shine out of me. Grant it, Lord, to each one in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for the sisters. You equip them against this devil Laodicean age, that they'd be able to walk in that sweet, humble spirit with the power of God flowing out of their lives and holiness and purity. I pray for the brothers the same, that there'd just be such a kindness, such a sweetness on them, that the world would begin to thirst. They'd be the salt of the earth. And men and women would find Christ as they grow up around in darkness. May they see that light shining brightly, Lord. Let us not hide our light under a bushel, but may it be set on a hill. May we not just live in heavenly places in church. May we live in heavenly places every day of our lives. I pray for the family, Lord. In the name of Christ, may the altar be established in every house.
Lord.
May the children be able to see the supernatural God. May they not even have room to be atheists, Lord, but know that Jesus Christ truly is the one and true living God. Help us, Lord, as parents to lead them the right way. Help them to obey the word in all their hearts. Lord, we want to lift the sick up in this building, the infirmities that might be here this afternoon. I pray that the Spirit of God here, that Spirit of life, would touch each one, Lord, and they would walk out well. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, you let the children of God go. Thank you, blessed Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for forgiving us.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost that's
praise
here now.
You,
and I pray you just help us now to lift up our hands and worship you in spirit and in truth.
I love you.
Let this word not fall on deaf ears and dull hearts, but may it go right into our souls and bring forth many fruits, 30, 60, and 100-fold.
Yes,
we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now lift your hands and sing together.
Yes,
shine all, he's shining around me. By day and by night.
Don't worry about anyone else.
You
yield to the Spirit of God. Let Him use you this afternoon for His glory. You speak the word on your heart. Thank you, Jesus.
We'll walk in the light.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your beautiful light.
All around you, brother, sister. Don't doubt it. Believe it.
Walk in the light. Such a beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Your lighthouse shine.
immortal creature.
It's so simple, brother, sister. You just got to obey and believe. Don't look for big flashy things. Believe for the word. Grant it, Lord God. Show them, Lord God. Everyone worship now. If there's ever a time to worship God, it's now. You worship Him with all your heart. Oh, just praise His holy name. Lift Him up. Do it with your heart. I don't know how you worship. You worship the Father. He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Worship in spirit and truth. Don't be afraid. Thank you, blessed God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let the Spirit of God have breath. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yourself to God. Praise Him, thank Him for it. Hallelujah. Don't cut yourself short, child of God. Don't cut yourself short. Don't go home the way you came. Go free. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I exalt.
pull on God. Let him put that assurance in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you need prayer, I'd be happy to pray with you this afternoon. Come forward. Come believing. Come accepting. I'd be happy to pray with you.
Holy, holy,
you just worship Him and thank Him? Oh, praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. You're worthy of praise this afternoon. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
Praise
You,
Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Thank You, Jesus. Praise You, Father. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, blessed God.
Praise God. Thank You,
Jesus.
Thank
You, Lord.
Thank
You, Lord. Oh, He's worthy. He's so worthy.
Praise the name, Lord.
Thank You, Jesus.
Praise the name, Lord Jesus. How we love You. How we glorify You. Praise Thy name, Jesus. Praise Thy name, Jesus.
Be able to just, let's just keep worshiping Him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus. Just think on the Lord now. Look, believe that what we just sang, He's here. He's here now, Church of the Living God. Do you have that peace from on high? Do you have that that satisfying portion that what you've asked Him, He's given you?
Yeah.
And He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of glory. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. He's just wanting to take preeminence right now, the Lord is. Don't be looking looking around too much. He wants the preeminence. He wants your focus. He wants your life. He wants your heart. He wants you to just forget about all your thoughts and all your unbelief and just say what His Word has got to say. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Be afraid, but pray. The Lord has the interpretation for us today. Believe. Thank You, blessed Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Keep believing, keep receiving it. The Holy Spirit will tell us what He has to say. Simpler than you think it is, church. You're making it difficult. Just believe and say what He wants you to say. Oh my. From the ramparts of glory I've looked, I've searched, but I tell Thee I have found my children, my elect, my bride. Dost Thou love me as I have loved You? Will Thou receive my word that's been given to You? Will Thou walk in this light as I am in the light? I tell Thee that Thou shalt have blessings beyond measure. Thou shalt reap a thousandfold the word that that's been invested in thine heart. If thou canst receive and thou canst walk, I tell you that thou shalt see greater than you've ever seen before.
Yes, Lord.
I that hear the thoughts of the heart, that know what you have desire of, I've come to give it. Canst thou believe?
Yes,
dost thou think that this is a chance? Or can you see that I've given it to you?
Yes. Yes.
Thus saith the Almighty God, will thou grieve my spirit once again? Have I not brought you from a world of death and destruction unto this light? Even this afternoon I have brought you here. Thou must die to thine own ways. Thou must die to thine unbelief. For I that see your heart know the things that you believe. Thus saith the Lord, if thou wilt repent of thine ways and receive of this word today, within 3 days' time, though judgment shall strike this nation, I will preserve you. Though thousands shall die, it shall not come nigh thee. Thus saith the Lord. You can't partially die. You've got to die. Oh God. You've got to fall down and worship Him. You do that. There's no order to worship. You worship what He tells you to do. We're not here to play church. God have mercy. God have mercy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He loves you today. You hear the alarm going off. Don't just roll over. You surrender to that Holy Spirit that keeps... Brother, sister, please just do it. Just do it before there's no more time. Let the light shine. If there's darkness, you can't shine light. It needs to get out. It needs to get in the blood. That it needs to roll off your life so the Holy Spirit can use you.
Yeah.
You could be 5, you could be 50. It doesn't matter. If there's a hindrance there, don't let it stay. You've got the power of the Holy Ghost abiding right here. He can defeat every devil. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Jesus. I feel to just have this right here. Yes, Lord Jesus. That you can. Yes, Lord. All around. Just right here in this atmosphere. This is now personal. This is just you and Him.
This is
an individual affair. You've got to find that place, brother, sister, where you know that you know that you know. Oh God. See how the Spirit came and it told us the things He has for us. Then He came around and showed you what was in the way. He didn't do that to destroy you. He did that because He wants to give it. He doesn't want your unbelief still here. Lift the hands that hang down. Confirm the feeble knees and give God praise.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I feel led. I've got to step out of the way. I just feel like I mean, you're even looking toward me. It's not me that you're wanting. It's Him. And He's spoken to you.
Yes.
You've got to recognize it for yourself. I'm going to let Dad take over on this song. I want him to sing it and worship it. You can sing and worship too, but get right with God. I got to decrease. He's got to increase now.
Yeah.
Put all your faith in Him.
Yes.
Don't put it in a preacher.
Yes.
Don't put it in a group.
No.
Don't put it in some man.
No.
You put it in Him now.
Yes.
And you'll reap all the benefits you can.
I exalt you, oh Lord. I exalt you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, worthy, worthy. I exalt thee, oh Lord. I exalt thee, oh Lord.